Here's an important question. Who went to Harvard to study maths at 14, did work on infinity, but then got distracted by singing songs? He stopped composing when Henry Kissinger got the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973. Here's a clue.
When you attend a funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go.
We will. Tom Lehrer, 90 this month. Still living in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He said satire ceased when Kissinger got the Nobel Peace Prize. I wonder what he makes of Trump. This science show on RN begins with something I dearly wish Lehrer would sing about. A new appointment in Washington, D.C. Here's Carl Smith.
In September 2017, Donald Trump announced a controversial pick for a top job in the U.S. So which one was that again? Well, in this instance, Jim Bridenstine, a Republican congressman from Oklahoma and former Navy pilot, for the role of NASA administrator. For 7.5 months, Bridenstine was unable to get the Senate's tick of approval to lead the agency. The Democrats opposed his appointment, and some within his own party, including Marco Rubio, also objected. Some were against the nomination because Bridenstine would be the first elected politician to lead the agency. Others were opposed because of anti-LGBTQ comments he'd previously made. And Rubio was one of several to point out that Bridenstine doesn't have a background in science. But perhaps most surprisingly, NASA's new head has expressed skepticism about humanity's impact on climate change. Here's how Bridenstine responded to Democrat Senator Brian Schatz during his confirmation hearing in late 2017.
I believe carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas. I believe that humans have contributed to carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
To what extent?
That is a question I do not have an answer to. But I do know that humans have absolutely contributed to global warming.
What concerns me the most is that this is a science agency. The scientific consensus is that climate change is primarily caused by human activity. Do you agree with the scientific consensus?
If that's the scientific consensus, that it's primarily driven by human activity, what I will tell you is that...
You don't know that that's the scientific consensus?
Sir, I would say human activity absolutely is a contributor to the climate change that we are currently seeing.
What is the scientific consensus about climate change?
I think right now we're just scratching the surface as to the entire system of the Earth. It's going to depend on a whole lot of factors, and we're still learning more about that every day.
A clear answer from the head of an organization compiling some of the most comprehensive climate data in the world? The agency's three previous administrators were all voted in unanimously by the U.S. Senate. Jim Bridenstine managed just 50 votes, all from Republicans. He only scraped through with a margin of one vote, with the Democrats and independents opposed. Bridenstine's appointment ends the longest stint NASA has had without a permanent leader. Now that he's confirmed as administrator, he'll be overseeing how the agency approaches missions such as a potential moon base, the Space Launch System, and the much-delayed, over-budget, James Webb Space Telescope. With such challenges, let's hope he accepts the scientific consensus on gravity.
That report from Carl Smith. Gravity, indeed.